Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak.
Was that?
I don't actually know. Sorry. Yeah, no, I'm telling you. Well, do you know how many films you've done? See? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's welcome Craig Kukowski. Cacao, on average, how many slices of pizza do you think you eat each year?
At this point in my life, much fewer than 20 years ago.
Sure.
What does my heart want? My heart wants 8 slices of pizza a day.
Sure.
And that's my metaphorical heart. My literal heart wants no pizza.
Right.
But realistically, and this is like counting like frozen cauliflower pizzas, which is something that we do eat at home.
Hell yeah, I do.
That's my jam. So I cut it into 6 slices for my wife and I, so I have 3 of those. I'm averaging 3 slices of pizza a week.
So
I'd say it's about 150.
Fair. I had you down for 161. I was pretty close. Mm. Pretty close.
Yeah.
Try so pizza cupcake. Over. Try pizza cupcake as soon as you get a chance.
All right.
Please, I beg of you. Mo, please say hello to Chris Alvarado, the People's Choice. What would you like to happen before year's end?
Before year's end.
We're going deep.
I think I'd like to book something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd like to see some progress on my chest workouts I've been doing.
Okay. Well, that's on you.
I'm doing it. I'm working hard on it. That's what I want to see before year's end. I just auditioned for Jessica's show.
Ooh.
Which is a weird thing to have to do.
Yes.
Because she's helping me with the tape.
Sure.
Self-tape for everybody. And she's so talented and funny.
Yep.
But now there's this pressure.
Sure.
You don't want to embarrass her on her show. And it was a bit of a mind fuck. But you know what isn't a mind fuck, Kevin?
Please don't.
Is the choice to have cauliflower pizza. I eat that once a week myself. Matter of fact, after this recording, I'm going to Costco to get my favorite cauliflower pizza. Craig, I know it isn't the same, my man. I know it isn't the same, but it works.
Can I ask a real novice, also known as stupid, question? Yeah. What part of the pizza is the cauliflower?
The crust.
The crust.
Okay. Okay. So the gluten-free cauliflower crust pizza.
It's like what Craig said. Our heart doesn't want it, but our heart wants it.
Is it crispy?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's always my – because when I picture eating cauliflower, it is not crispy. It's usually mushy.
James, this says you can do it for like 12 to 15 minutes. I do 16 minutes on purpose to get that extra crisp.
Oh, I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Please, you're a please give member. It a shot, James.
I'm a Costco member and I'm a big pizza fan. And I'd like to try it.
Okay. It's not the worst.
We need your review immediately, James. But first, Stacy Jim, what happens when you work out?
Oh, well, when I work out, I get into, I don't know. Are you asking me what happened when I worked out at Venice Beach? Well, the story is on January 2nd.
No, I wrote this 2 days ago.
This 2 days ago. It was just, okay, well, now I guess I'll have to say what happened when I last worked out, when I was trying to go. It was second day of the new year a couple years ago. I went to Muscle Beach. It's 2 blocks from my house.
Right.
Did some pull-ups. I was fantastic at it. Went to the dips bar, moved a towel from the center to the edge so I could get in the center of the dips bar and do some dips. And a gentleman with lots of tattoos on his head got right in my face and was just shouting, "Don't touch other people's things at the day, blah, blah, blah." And he was like spitting. This is before COVID, thank God. Otherwise, I would have been freaking out. And then he went on.
So to be clear, point of reference, you were not freaking out at that point because this was pre-COVID.
Well, I was scared out of my mind. I thought I was going to die that day.
Oh, sure.
So the guy told me not to, and then he showed me how to do dips at the end of the bar. Which
hold on. He didn't then go like, "Hey, bud, let me give you a tip." What did he say to you?
He says, "That's not even how you fucking do dips." And then he like started doing dips at the end. And then afterwards, like, he left and like I didn't know what to do. I was like, "Do I just go home now?" So I worked out for like 5 more minutes at like different pieces, and then I jogged home and I never went back to Muscle Beach again.
That's one of my favorite stories. What the hell? It's a Tool Sing. Uptown Tool. Johnny. While wearing a tuxedo, when you look at yourself in the mirror, who do you resemble or want to?
Oh, man, that's a good question. That's a real good question. I like a classic tuxedo, so I think I've seen, like, Denzel. Yeah, I'm going to go with Denzel. I think this is classic. Is that what you're looking for?
I hate to interrupt, but a Tool.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You had the cauliflower moment already.
Atul, tell us about your tux.
I've over the last 2-3, I get Brad's Deals. Brad's Deals is the closest thing I can think of a place that reminds me for you guys be Costco. I get Brad's Deals emails every day, and they have great deals. And I went to 2 events where I had to rent tuxedos. I was like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. So I started piecing together a tux. So I started looking for tux items on sale. And over the last 2 years, I've gotten the jacket, the shirt, the pants, and I already have a tie. So it's been very exciting. I just got the pants. They're not tailored yet, but they fit well. And
I need more about Brad's Deals. Is Brad's Deals a internet warehouse?
No,
or
they just connect you to the mortar. Deals. So I get so much. You know, I go through there for a lot of things, shoes, cigars.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Of course, I'd also appreciate you never comparing it to Costco again.
The same excitement you get talking about Costco, I get it with those deals.
Gotcha. That comparison is completely fair and accepted and, in fact, enjoyed. And thank you for that. And now, last but less room on the dance floor for you, if you think at least, it's Joey Greer. Magic Rectum. What is your favorite smell and why?
I have hundreds of favorite smells, but my favorite of all smells is when you dip your hands in hot chocolate, melted chocolate.
Hot chocolate milk.
Rub them together, and then you just find a nice popcorn ceiling, and you rub your hand right across the top, and then you just smell that popcorn fall off like little like chocolate rain.
Oh, wow.
Chocolate ring.
Do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. Become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes, you heard me, or video of our recording sessions, or the highest level of the Alchemaniac. You'll have a chance to join us for one of these Zoom sessions that we record in every week. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our email address, which is alchemythisemail@gmail.com. alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from Patreon VIP Derek, who wrote, "Though a Patreon supporter, I'm writing this to you at your newish email address," which he did. And he goes on to say, "Hello, Kevin. Hello, Kevin. I am high and have the munchies." Scene suggestion, drive-through window. Thank you, Derek. Yeah, so what time did you say he got in last night? I don't even understand what you're saying.
I don't know. What time? What do you want? We're about to get to the window.
Okay. I don't know till I see the menu.
We just passed the menu. You said you didn't want to look at the menu.
That's because you drove so fast.
Okay.
Flabbies, what can I get you?
Give us 1 second. What do you want? Do you want a burger? Do you want chicken?
Can I get a Flabbies chicken with the 2 types of sauces?
So you do know what you want?
Waffle fries.
So you know what you want?
And a strawberry milkshake.
I'm sorry, God. If you're not ready to order,
no, we're ready.
Just tell them what I said.
Why I want the Flabbies chicken with the 2 sauces, and I want a strawberry milkshake on the side.
Which 2 sauces?
The two sauces.
That come with the chicken.
The one that come with the chicken. Probably barbecue, honey mustard. Is that?
You are allowed to choose 2 sauces. We have buffalo ranch, mustard ranch, soy sauce, sweet and sour sauce, sweet sauce, spicy sweet and sour sauce.
Let's just go home.
I'm not going to just go home.
Hi, welcome to Corny's. How can I take your order? Hello? Welcome
to Corny's. Are you physically here, or are you one of those people that's like in a different city and I'm talking to somebody else because I have a very specific order?
No, I'm in the window. Actually, that's me over here.
Say something. I want to see your lips move.
What would you like me to say?
Just say, hey, it's me. But just stick your head out so I know it's your lips moving when I hear it.
Okay. Hey, it's me.
That's great. This is why I come to Corny's, because you hire locally.
Yes.
All right. We'll let me just look at the menu.
Okay.
I'm going to let me text my wife real quick and see what she wants.
Give me one sec. You go ahead and take your time. Give me one sec. I'm turning this off. Hey, Stevie.
Yeah.
You got my cash?
Huh?
Okay, are you all ready to go?
Yes. I think she might be in a meeting. She's not responding, but we'll just wait a minute. But I'm going to have the extra long corny with the sweet sauce and the sour sauce. Please don't put the sweet sauce and the sour sauce together. I'll distribute.
No.
Yeah, well, in a second. What do you want? They're honking at us from behind. Please, please tell me what sauce you want. Please.
Okay, I'll have the jackhole sauce and the fuck yourself sauce.
Oh, my God.
That's not a sauce.
Sorry about that, sir. We don't. Why don't we get the spicy sweet?
Hey.
What the fuck? Get away from my wife's window. What are you doing? Fuck? Get away.
Hey, roll down your window, miss.
No, don't roll down your window, baby.
Oh, he's handsome.
Hey, is there a fucking problem here? You've never been to a Flabby's before?
Yeah, we've been to a Flabby's before, okay? We're just going to get our order. Just give us a second.
That's not how you order. This is how you order. Let me get a number 2 Flabby, extra sauce, no.
What? No, what?
Hey, you two up here. What, do you guys know how to order?
Hi, welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
Yeah, let me get a carton of cigarettes, a baby egg, I don't know, maybe one of those wind turbines, and y'all do hot sausage?
We don't have any of those items. Sorry.
Damn.
No, we do get a lot of people confused sometimes because we're not Wendy's with an E, we're Wendy's with an I.
We sell
windows.
Oh, damn. All right. So this whole drive-through apparatus is just to get window panes. You know what?
If you're looking for panes, sills, you know, like window, we sell windows and window adjacent.
Y'all sell hardware. Blinds?
We do. We do blinds.
Oh, so y'all do sausage?
What? No, we don't do sausage.
Okay.
All right. So that's one extra long corny. Get the sweet and sour sauce. Did your wife ever get back to you?
Let me just get a turkey corny for her. She doesn't eat beef anymore.
Richie.
Give me one second. What's up?
Richie, I put that envelope in your locker. You should have had that cash already. I paid you back. Don't fucking do this, man.
Don't fucking do this, man.
Listen, I'll fight you right now at work.
Okay, so a turkey corny.
She stopped eating beef. Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, no.
It's not bad, though.
No. Excuse me, fine, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt. I ordered a large corny a couple days ago, and I'm still waiting to hear from you.
Okay, did we tell you to pull up?
You did.
And where's your car?
I'm parked right around the corner there.
Oh, Tesla.
It is. I was an early adapter. So I've been waiting 2 days for this corny.
Adapter or adopter? Both?
I was an early adapter.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. If you place your order, it's on its way.
Your car. It's on its way. Good enough for me. Fine, sir.
Richie, Stevie, can I talk to you guys for a second?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
We'll get to your orders in a moment, y'all. We're just going to get to
what's up?
We're going to have to close Corny's.
What?
What?
Yeah. I mean, you guys saw this coming. It's only you two working here. You know,
our and you do like a bake sale or something?
I know. I thought I could
You're
float
a cool
it.
Boss.
I appreciate that, Richie. But in all honesty, we can't sustain this. It's
the well, then, hey, pay out of your own pocket, dude. I'm not leaving.
Richie. What if we told him about our side hustle?
No.
Yeah. Well, what is this? What is it?
Well, sometimes we deal drugs out the window.
What?
And yeah, it's actually we make more money than Cornies does on food.
You're dealing drugs out of my Cornies?
I mean,
okay, you know what? Both of you are out of here.
No, we're not. Fired. No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
No, we're not.
Fine, sirs. Sorry, once again to interrupt. Just want to make sure you know it's the black Tesla. So when that corny is up.
Sir, I'm sorry about this. Look, you're not going to get your corny. This
yes,
corny establishment
yes,
is closed.
Are. Yes, you are.
It's closed. Nope, I can adapt. I can adapt. I'm an early adapter.
Scene one. He can adapt. He will adopt. Scene two comes from listener Chris, who simply wrote, scene suggestion, spaghetti already, fast food Italian. Chris Shear.
Okay, guys. So as you know, I used to run the Cornies, and I promise that this establishment will not have the same fate. Okay. Spaghetti in my beddy. I know it's supposed to say belly, but I thought belly was better.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm just looking for a gram.
Is there a Graham? I don't think anyone names Graham here.
Oh,
my name is Graham.
Graham. Okay, cool. Do you want to do this outside? Or we're just doing our lineup. We're not open yet.
So. Those two guys in the back, that's who I actually wanted to talk to.
Richie and Stevie? And Steve.
So not Graham?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I like my usual order.
Oh, yes.
Well, we're not open yet.
Yeah, I get it, man. My conversation's not with you, bro. I just got to see.
Yeah, it's not with you, dude.
Okay. Well, it is my business, so I know.
Okay. And you brought us along because you like us.
You made me.
Right.
You chained yourself to the Cornies, and you said they're going to have to bulldoze us, too.
If they're going to bulldoze.
Right. Yeah. So I just said, yeah, I'll just rehire you.
There you are, bud. Thanks so much.
Okay, Agent Johnson, you were able to collect that gram of cocaine from the, what did you say it was, fast food?
Spaghetti.
What?
Spaghetti restaurants. Yeah.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti fast
and,
food.
Sergeant, no one says cocaine anymore. It's
what do they call it? Dope?
No, I don't know what that is. They call it sugar, fine sugar.
Okay. Powder.
You can even call it brown sugar. Teaching sugar. Salt.
Nose candy?
Yeah, I've heard that too. Sweet sour sauce, sweet sauce, buffalo ranch. A lot of nicknames, but if you say cocaine, everyone's going to know you're a cop. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. Haven't been in the field in so many years. It's nice to hear what's going on out there. Finger on the pulse.
Hi, I'll take one large spaghetti in my Betty. And does that come with garlic bread or is that extra?
I'm not actually on site, sir, every store does it differently. I'm actually in Utah, in Provo, so.
Oh, okay. I'll still take the large spaghetti and my Betty and garlic bread, please.
See if they have spaghetti sandwiches.
I'll do half loaf. What?
See if they have a spaghetti sandwich.
Give me what? Jez, I thought you were smart.
I am.
See if
why do you bring? Look, I went to Yale for my undergraduate. MIT.
So I thought you were smart.
What is that? What are you?
Sorry, are you
about?
Still there?
See if they have spaghetti. Yeah.
See if they have a spaghetti sandwich. See, ask.
That's a great. Okay. All right. Do you guys have any spaghetti sandwiches?
Oh yeah, those are new to the menu nationwide. Smart choice, sir.
Well, do they have it?
Yeah, they have it. Do you want it?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I'll take one.
Okay, yeah, we'll take one spaghetti sandwich.
It's going to be delicious.
Oh, my God. That actually sounds really good.
Tina, I'm sorry to have to do this as the dean of MIT, but your doctorate in mathematics has been revoked.
From what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Like, we got an anonymous tip that you ordered a spaghetti sandwich.
I did, yeah, from Spaghetti Betty.
Well, the board has voted, we're revoking your doctorate.
Are you serious? What the fuck? They can't do this? They have the spaghetti. It's not a stupid thing. They have it.
And
hey, welcome home, babe. How was your day? How was your day?
I got fired. And I hacked into your email.
What was that last part?
I hacked into your email. And I saw that you had sent all the deans at MIT an insane story about me ordering a spaghetti sandwich. And then I used that spaghetti sandwich to kind of like that whole, I don't know, that story where that person on eBay bought a clip. And then from they bought the clip, they bought the thing. And they ended up get a car. And then I made a drug empire with it. Is that that? I'm gone. Okay. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Good luck with your sad life.
I call this meeting of all the deans of MIT.
Let's add
no,
more.
No. That's actually the point.
Don't forget the dog.
I don't even know how that happened. But here's the thing, guys. We're at 32 right now. The board tells us we need to get down to 8 deans. So,
18? That's 24 deans that have to all be right, cut.
The dean of math is here.
Oh, that's too Dustin.
I have a PhD in mathematics.
18 sounds fine.
Eight. I'm sorry, eight. Eight is where we want to be.
Eight.
Well, we can't cut the dog.
Well, I think we, that's pus.
Says the dog.
Okay, looks like everyone's voting yay on the dog. All right, so we have...
I'm a talking dog. You can't cut me.
You're good. All right. Dean Dog, you're good. All right. You don't need to interrupt now. So we have seven.
How do you propose we drop 24 deans?
We just have to vote them out. All right.
Well, Dean Dog's in, right?
Dean Dog is good. No need to worry about Dean Dog. Seven spots left.
Maybe he's Dean a good boy. Dog should choose the other dean.
Hi, Dean Dog. I wanted to talk to you about my upcoming class load.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling overwhelmed because it's a lot of classes, but I also know if I want to graduate early and with honors, it's something I need to do.
Right.
But also I need to make a living. I'm not like one of the rich students here, so I got to get a job, probably in fast food or something. I feel overwhelmed.
Well, you can have someone pay you to catch a ball, bring it back.
Dean Tug, that doesn't work for us.
Okay.
Dean Dog, should you be smoking?
Why not?
Oh, maybe it's not bad for dogs.
I'm 72.
Know. Wow, you look great.
Thank you.
Can I rub your...
Nope. That's inappropriate.
Can I rub your belly?
That's inappropriate.
Well, then why is your leg moving?
Because I'm trying to get away from you. I'm trying to get away from you.
Help! Ouch! Ouch! Ow! Ow, you bit me!
I did!
Ow! Ouch. Ow.
Dean Dog, you can't bite students, okay? So although you made an impassioned plea on your defense to stay as a dean, we're going to have to revoke your dean.
You can't revoke the dog.
Okay. It was persuasive last time. It sounds persuasive now, but like you're not 72. You're 10, technically, okay?
Look who's back at the pound. Oh, looky, Mr. Smarty Doggy.
It's just temporary.
That's the one with the PhD, right?
Well, look at you.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be impressed you're a talking dog. We're all talking dogs.
I talk all the goddamn time.
Let me smell your asshole, see if you're special as everyone says.
Hello.
Damn.
I think that maybe we should stop using outsourced telecom for picking up the orders to go in the drive-thru. It's kind of like Richie and I got this thing going, and one of the reasons we love
Stevie, I'm up to my ass right now, okay, and all these receipts. I got to figure this out, okay? Can we talk about this another time?
Give us some cash, at least.
I can't get... we're already in debt. I can't give you cash. Apparently, we have so many people coming in, but no one's buying any of this spaghetti.
Excuse
I don't understand.
Fine people. Not sure if this is an appropriate time, but still waiting on that corny.
Sir, the corny's gone. There's no corny, okay?
No corny.
No.
Perhaps you'd like a spaghetti sandwich?
A spaghetti sandwich? That or is intriguing. Graham? Yeah, I can help.
Do you want to, maybe you could hang out with Graham.
Hang out with Graham?
What are you doing? No, order a spaghetti sandwich. What are you doing? Why are you trying to like unsell this guy? Just buy the spaghetti sandwich. You're going to love it, sir. You're going to love it.
I will. I'll take a spaghetti sandwich. I'll be waiting in my Tesla.
Oh, it's already ready. The spaghetti's ready.
Spaghetti ready?
It's so fast. It's so fast. Here, just put it on this bread here, and here's a
it's
spaghetti sandwich.
It's going to feel good in your beddy.
I don't know if I trust a spaghetti sandwich that just pops right up.
I mean, that's kind of our jam.
Well,
you
I can...
excuse me, sir. You want the flat water or the sparkling with your spaghetti berry sandwich?
I was going to take it to go. Do I have to have a water?
Well, that mouse stresses the Pope wants you to pick one or the other.
Well, I can adapt. I can adapt. These are weird, weird circumstances.
Sir, we've called you into the Tesla office because you apparently have the best Tesla battery ever built.
Thank you.
And we want to, Elon called and he wants your Tesla and he's willing to give you any of the other Teslas. Yeah.
Actually, sir, Elon's here. He's walking in now.
Elon is here?
Yes. Do not look at him directly. Don't smell him. Don't look at him. Don't say the word Jesus.
I really should get back to work. Shut up, Graham.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, here he comes. Okay, here he comes. Oh,
I've adopted him. I'm an early adopter.
Lord Musk.
All hail Lord Musk.
Lord Musk.
All hail Lord Musk.
Yes, it's great to be here again. Let me just say that I'm very fond of all the workers that work here for me and my billions. So, does anyone have any questions, or perhaps we should just get right to the point of today's business? I'm going to send one of you to the moon.
Hold on, I think today's business was to discuss his battery.
He's the one with the
right,
battery.
Right. Which one of you has the greatest battery?
He's got more of a Hitler-y vibe than I was
expecting. I
thought
it was a South African accent, but it's definitely more north.
Which one of you is what the battery is?
It's the gentleman standing next to Graham.
That's me, sir.
All right.
And I'm Graham.
Hello, Graham. I've been told that you, sir, have the greatest Tesla battery of all time, and I would very much like to give you any Tesla of your choosing and replaced.
Well, what's state-of-the-art right now?
This one right here. I drove it here myself, and it's the nicest Tesla that's been off the assembly line today.
All right, Graham. So again, this is your ignition. You have to press this button, okay? The rocket's not going to go off unless you press that button. You understand?
So I'm going to space?
Yeah, you're going to Mars. You don't tell me that you're the guy.
I really...
Look, dude, I don't want to hear this shit, dude, okay?
I'm in the middle of a shift right now.
Yeah, so am I, Graham, ready. Okay? So am I, okay?
Hey, boss, manager, Richie and I, we were thinking.
What?
We think you're pretty cool.
Oh, and they're great.
We want to stay. We want to save the spaghetti shop. So tonight we're going to put on
a rock concert
on the roof.
I have to close.
No,
the
we're going
to
save
shop.
It. We're going to pass around big jar.
Understand.
People are going to pay
Stevie
to see
Richie,
us play rock and roll up on
I
the roof.
You got, but we got to close. We got to close.
How much money do you need? Give me a dollar amount.
$3 million.
All right, what? Give us a shot,
Richie.
I mean, okay, yeah. I mean,
if you're telling me that small bucket is going to have $3 million at the end of the night, then yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, Richie.
Fuck it. Who's the band?
It's me, Richie, and this guy named Peachy Poo.
I know Peachy Poo. That guy's banned from the store. He can't be here.
He'll be on the roof.
That's still the store.
Is it?
It is, yes.
No, that's a good question.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay, I guess you don't want to save this place.
Mr. Musk, sorry to disturb you from your nap.
What is it?
But your favorite band is performing tonight at the local...
Really?
On top of the actually local Spaghetti Betty.
I'll tell you what, why don't we buy the place and then I'll have the best seat in the house?
Yes, sir, of course. I'll go make an offer.
I know that sort of came off as a question, but you understand what I mean.
Thanks for showing up. One, two, a one, two. Wait, hold on. What are you doing up here on this roof, sir?
Well, sorry, I just wanted to see how you play the instruments and whatnot to make the sounds with your face.
Look, we only play if we see money in the bucket.
Ah. All right. I don't have any cash on me. Isn't that funny? Billionaires never seem to have any cash. How about a check? I could Venmo you $6.
Agent Jensen, I was under the impression that we banished Peachy Poo back to his dimension.
We did, sir. What's the problem?
Well, now I'm being told that he's showing up at some concert?
My God. That must mean that the dimensions are splitting and rejoining in a different way. Hold on a second.
Well, do something about it, Jensen.
Let me hold on. Give me
I've got my infrastructure bill to worry
follow me,
about.
Follow me, Mr. President.
All right.
Where's that group photo for the inauguration?
You're going awfully fast.
Let me see the group photo from the inauguration.
Group photo for the inauguration. Well, here.
I'm not in it. God damn it. So it's still this. There's still this reality, huh?
Yes.
It's still this reality. Yes, we already get to go to the goddamn inauguration. You know what?
We've become closer since. Like, if I had an inauguration now, you'd be invited.
Oh, my God. Wait, but Third Eye Blind played this time?
Mr. Great. President, Mr. Jensen, your spaghetti sandwiches are here.
Thank you.
Oh man, this is soggy.
My noodles are rock hard.
Mr. President, do you want sparkling or the flat one?
What the fuck is this mouse doing here?
It's okay, Mr. President, he's an aide. He's a presidential aide, okay?
He is?
Yes.
What timeline are we in now?
I don't know, but little mousies dressed up as the popes.
What do you mean you put down the dog? He's a dean and we need him back.
Hey, man, I just do what I'm told, man. All right?
Just do what you're told?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Not everything you're told. Did he have any last words?
Oh, he screamed, man. Yeah, he said a lot of crazy shit.
What did he say exactly? I need to write this down. He's very important.
He said he had every single detail to build some kind of machine to recouple all the dimensions and whatnot or some shit.
Yes. Okay, and did he give you any clue as to how he would go about doing that?
Yeah, he talked to me about a very specific metal alloy that only found like in somewhere in Central America, as well as connecting two different conductors.
Which?
Come on. What the hell are those conductors?
Come on.
It makes me think of a train, don't it?
Take it, please.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go. Oh, this is my train.
What? No.
This is my train. All right. Well, hey, I'll see you later.
Tina, we feel bad. We're giving you your doctorate back. Spaghetti sandwiches have taken off, and everyone's eating them now. So.
Well, I don't really need that anymore because I was an early adopter to that stock.
To spaghetti ready stock?
Yeah. You're looking at the fastest billionaire in American history.
How fast are you?
Really fast. I can run the 40 in 4.2 seconds.
Well, I mean, we just have this doctorate lying around. We killed Dean Dog and...
What?
Don't get me started.
What the hell?
Don't get me started.
What?
A lot of crazy stuff has happened. He was great. He was great. But yeah, we put him down.
He was the foremost expert on interdimensional travel and rejoining. What... Who's taking over his stuff?
Well, Dean Cat.
Dean
I've
Cat?
Been here the whole time.
Oh my God, you're under the table? This is inappropriate. You should not be listening to our conversation. This is, you know what? I'm buying MIT. I'm going to make some changes around the pool area.
Oh, really? You're going to change the pool?
Can you rub my neck?
It's an infinity pool. We're mathematicians.
I want to change
it. It's infinite, this pool.
Not anymore.
What? You're saying it's a finite pool?
All right, Stevie. Whoa, wait, Richie? Sorry.
No,
it's been
I'm
a long
Stevie,
night of
you're right.
Rolling.
What,
okay.
It's okay. What's wrong? You seem really...
Nothing. We did it.
We did it. Like, that was the best show of our lives, and we barely even had to play.
But, like, what's our purpose now?
Well, I guess we go back to slinging drugs through the window of spaghetti.
Okay, how was it? How much money did you go and make?
Well, I think Elon Venmo'd us $6, something like that. But the other people who came around gave us $3 million in cash.
Where is it?
Well, that's the thing.
What? What's the thing?
Later, guys. Did he walk away? Oh,
where's he going? We're partners. Ding, ding.
Excuse me.
I don't understand.
I'm the lead singer for the Counting Crows. I don't know if you remember us from the inauguration. We performed it at 7 years ago. But
my third eye blind.
I'm sorry?
Is this Fred Durst?
No, the people get those names confused. I'm the lead singer for the Counting Crows.
I was trying to remember the Counting Crows guy. Fred Durst, is it?
I recall it was Third Eye Blind. Played
Counting Crows played first, the first inauguration, and then Third Eye Blind played the second one.
I don't think so. I was
Jensen, you're telling me in this reality, Fred Durst headed up Counting Crows and Adam Duritz headed up Limp Bizkit?
That's what I'm telling you right
that's,
now.
That's everything is wrong.
Mr. President, a gram has landed on Mars.
A gram of what?
I don't know of what. A gram.
Hey, everyone, it's Graham. Boys, there's really nobody
Graham,
here.
Graham, you left your shift when you left Earth without clocking out, and now your hours have really built up. Now we got to talk to the accountant to change it.
I was told to go along with the Tesla guy, and he adopted me, and then Mr. Musk put me on a flight to Mars.
Say all that again?
Mr. Musk put me on a flight to Mars. Look, I'll do anything. I just want to work here.
Well, I don't know what you want me to fudge around here, okay? Spaghetti Betty's not a business anymore, so I can't change anything accounting-wise. You're going to have to pay Graham whatever he's owed. Are you there? Did I hang up by accident?
I'm just here to get your water, sir. The flat or sparkling.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I was on the phone. Yeah, I'll do a... what the fuck are you? I'll do a flat.
Flat water. Yeah,
yeah, that's great.
Do you have any cheese?
Wait, Graham, you remember us? We used to work with you. Is it true you got a big ass buyout because you didn't clock out and all that time you were on Mars, you got paid hourly for that plus overtime?
Yeah,
plus
it was
triple
a $2 million shift.
Holy shift.
Wow. Yeah, I'm buying MIT.
That is scene two. Yeah. Scene three comes from patron Alchemaniac Dougie, who wrote, "Dear lovely alchemist, here goes another shot in the dark to try to pop your comedic concrete balloons. Scene suggestion. Construction crews conflicted in construction of condos contemplate conjuring cum consuming comedian. Best wishes, fun bishes, Dougie."
What time do we start on the building tomorrow, sir? I'd like to get the crew there as early as possible, but I'm going to need to know what time we are all on the clock.
7 a.m. We'd like to go right away at 7 a.m.
Okay, we feel that's a little late. Tommy, I'm talking. Tommy, I swear to Christ, right between the eyes.
Sorry.
We'd like to start earlier than 7 if we could, sir. Is it okay if me and the fellas and the two broads who insisted their way into our crew show up at 6?
That's fine. I'm sorry. I just can't happen but notice the way you speak to one of your employees.
Yeah, that's Tommy. He's like my cousin's uncle or something.
Oh, okay. It's family. All right. Then I won't speak on it.
Know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying. I got my nephew working here. He's an idiot. Went to MIT. Jeez.
Right? Well, that's no good for construction. The mathematician crap. Yeah. So 6 a.m. okay with you for tomorrow? Beautiful. Right. Beautiful.
Yeah. We just, we got a tight timeline. We don't want to miss any days.
Can I ask a quick question?
Swear to Christ, Tommy.
I heard that these condos are being built for somebody pretty special. Are we allowed to ask if it's...
Yeah, no, we're not allowed to ask, Tommy. How many times have you been over this? I want to know who we're building for.
It was a cum slurper.
It doesn't matter what happens in this condo. Comedian. Just build the effing condo.
Oh, I'm a big fan, though. I'm a big fan.
Fan of a cum slurper. Is that what you just said?
He's a comedian. Oh my God! You should watch his videos on YouTube. He's hilarious.
Is he funny for the saying funny things, or for the thing you mentioned he does, or she does?
I don't think, honestly, I don't know if there's a real, if there's a connection between it, but he's been known to drink his own cum. But I've never seen him do that. It's just kind of a, it's like
the only comedian I've ever heard of who could do that was a guy named Joey Greer.
Say what?
I'm here.
You got pissed all of a sudden. What's going on?
What?
You got pissed. What's going on?
All
right, man. Look, dude, I hate to do this. Chris, I hate to do this. You're fired.
What do you mean?
Okay, look, I've hired everyone from Alchemy This to come on and just do stuff around the house. I can't. You're the last one.
Joey.
You've made it this far on Survivor.
Joey, remember that time I came up with that character named Nikki Shits?
You didn't come up with that. Look,
I remember we were like on an island together and we were playing like that thing where I was like, you're the best comedian in the whole world. And I just thought like...
You mean when the character was called back?
Yeah.
Chris, you got to go.
Dude, I want to fix your cars.
You haven't, dude.
But I want to.
You said you could fix Teslas. You fucked it up. You know how many car batteries you put in there? Like diehard batteries you shoved in there? Like a shit ton, dude. All right, you fucked up my entire suspension.
What the fuck's Craig doing? What's he doing so great?
I don't know. I fired everybody. I fired him like months ago.
Oh. Wait, I'm the last alchemist who works for you?
Were you not listening? Do you not know what's going on around here? Chris, you gotta go. This is nuts.
Why are you pushing me, dude? Get your hand off my chest, dude. I'm working out.
Hey, Chris, what's going on? It's 3 a.m.
Hey, can I?
What is Chris doing here?
Is that a tool?
me and a tool are sleeping. What are you doing?
It's 3 a.m.
I just,
If James wakes up, he's going to be pissed.
James is here?
Yeah, he's got an early call tomorrow.
Call like call time like for a show?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I
think he's got a doctor's appointment or something.
Oh, okay. Joey fired me.
Oh, man. Join the club. There.
You know he's moving into those new condos?
Uh-huh.
Those crazy
ones.
If
Kevin comes out here, don't mention it. Like, he's really annoyed by it. All right.
Okay.
Hey, morning, guys.
So it's warm. It's been warm recently.
Morning. What time do you... Yeah.
What? Kevin, Chris, did you put on some coffee? Chris, hey, what are you doing here?
Are you okay? Are you sleepwalking? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, I got a paper out. I got to be out there at 4. So
you have... Good morning. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck, it's James. Did you wake up, James? God,
I didn't get that. Did you guys get that?
I didn't hear a word.
Just heard some random screaming.
That's I heard James. A noise. I just assumed it was James, yeah. I'm going to put some coffee on. Chris, are you down with some coffee?
I think I got to hit the sack. Look, all I'm saying is, I'll put it to you this way. Joey has guzzled a lot of cum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that. Yeah. You know what I mean by that.
Yeah, his own. Used to work his own, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, right. Do you want to?
Oh, here comes James. Here comes James down the fire pole.
Oh, shit.
Chris, what are you doing here?
What's up? Oh, I was in a sad state. I want to come by the Alchemy House and just hang out.
Well, I got to wake up early. So if you guys could do this in a.
Mr. Haney, I'm sorry that the doctor's not going to see you.
Are you joking? I had a fucking early call.
Please don't curse. Please don't curse.
It's just that I don't wake up this early usually, and I made it on time.
Mr. Haney, where's the doctor? No, you did not. There's an hour and a half late. I don't care if you overslept. All right.
It's an hour and a half late?
Yes.
Well, I was going to say maybe it's the time difference, but...
Look, I don't normally do this, but I can assume the doctor was going to tell you your hair is terminal.
That's not true. It's true. Not terminal. My hair?
All of it. It's killing you.
Yeah, your hair is terminal. You might want a doctor within your time zone who can help you. You know, like I understand that, you know, driving over the border into Arizona might not be the most, you know, because your hair is going to disintegrate quickly.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was going to kill me.
Oh, No, no, it's going to kill others.
Well, I'm glad you came to see me. Look, if it's terminal, it's terminal.
Can I just hold on a second? What time is it for you?
Whatever time you want it to be, bud. Okay.
No, this is serious. I need to get a doctor in my own time zone.
Here's what's serious. Here's what you need to understand. And this is a crazy outside thing. But you know those new condos being built?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's supposed to be a chamber being built. It's supposed to preserve semen. Hear me out. If you made your way into that chamber, you could preserve your hair. Yeah. You wouldn't hurt anybody with your hair.
I don't know. Just put a fridge wherever. Well, James, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, I was just, I picked up a new job as inspector. I inspect condos being built. And that's why I have this.
Is that why you're, okay. Is that also why you're dressed up like an English detective?
Yeah, it's an inspector. It's
what do you want, James?
I just need to take a look around.
You know you're not allowed on the property, James. You're not allowed here.
Well, I wish that I could leave, but I need to make sure that all the tanks...
Show me your credentials. Actually, you know, why don't you talk to my lawyer? Henry, can you talk to him,
what
please?
Are you doing? I don't... But lawyers need to get involved.
How you doing, sir? This is... I'm going to tell you he's asked you to leave, so now it's considered trespassing. It's a violation of Los Angeles City Code 1.216, the state code of 3.216, and the federal code after somebody's told you to leave.
Okay, well, I just need to look for the semen tank. I'm supposed to inspect it really quick. If you could just, I'll be in and out.
That's what everyone says about the semen tank. I know you're not getting anywhere close to it.
Come on. I just want to dip my head in.
That doesn't seem like something an inspector would do.
Just let me dip my head in. Let's be truthful with each other. I'm just regular old James Heaney, and I've got a terminal hair case here. Okay, and if I don't get my head in that semen tank,
does that mean your hair is going to kill you?
You know, it's confusing, but it's not going to kill me. It's going to kill other people, which at first I was like, then I don't care. But then I thought, what about murder charges? So just let me dip my head in for a second. Well, he's never going to notice it. You see the way he drinks it.
Hey, Joey, it's Kevin. Thanks for seeing me on such short notice. Shit. Let me take it from the top. Hey, Joey, it's Kevin. Listen, hey, thanks for letting me just send
Kevin,
you this message.
Kevin, let's just cut.
Fuck.
Joey's not.
Why am I so nervous?
He's actually not going to show up.
I know.
He sent in a tape of his take. You can listen to that. Maybe that'll
get some
inspiration.
Okay, can I, please?
Guys, let's fire up the Joey's take, please.
Okay. Hey, this is Kevin.
Oh, fuck.
Can I leave a message?
Why does he mock me like I'm some
asshole?
That's so hurtful.
That's the best take we have.
So I can't respond to that.
Sweetheart, what are you watching? What is this?
Answer me. Comedian Joey Greer. He's about to drink this.
What is he about to drink?
This is kind of a show for guys. He's about to drink.
It's a show for guys.
This is really funny. This is a good book.
Jesus Christ, that's not funny. Yeah,
well, if you knew what it is, it's.
Yeah, I can see what it is. I know what it is.
It's not a
milk. I know. I know that this isn't funny.
Honey,
whoever thought this would be funny?
This is a different humor. It's all. This is a lot of people think it's funny. I mean, this is.
I've got a pretty good sense of humor, and I don't think that's funny.
Well, it's paid for his house, his condo, or whatever. Like You should see the pictures of his house. His fridge. He didn't even care where his fridge is.
Show me. Well, show
online,
me.
Yeah, look at this. Oh, that's a poochie poo. Sorry. Right here we go. Yeah, that's his house right there.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, your resume looks pretty good, but it's just for the last 16 months you were an assistant. Is that right?
Assistant to Joey Greer. Yeah.
Okay. So you're all on this resume together. Is that right?
Yeah. We're a team. Okay. You can't break us up.
We all live together except for Chris. He lives separately.
For some reason.
Why is that?
That's kind of personal. Can we get on with the
interview?
You're
right. My bad. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a really specific but real simple job. We're just looking for dead rats. We just collect dead rats from the city.
We put them in this this burlap sack, Granny. One of these, right?
Hey, how you doing? Can I get you some?
Well, that's not another rat.
No, no, that's a live rat. That's a live rat.
Get him! Get him! Hold on! No!
End this once and for all.
What are you? What are you doing? What are you talking about? This is a mouse.
Holy shit! You killed him! Oh my God, Greco! Greco!
And then I throw him in the burlap sack. No,
and then you go to jail, buddy. You just killed the Pope. Oh my God.
Hey, what are you in for?
Violation of code 3.216.
You killed the fucking Pope.
Damn, you know your law.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my attorney.
Yeah.
I could probably get you out of here if you want to have your case reviewed. The judge is a friend.
What are the guys watching on the TV over there?
Oh, that looks like the Joey Greer special.
Special.
Okay, so, Roto, you have a visitor. Please go to window 2.
That's just for you, Eva. Good luck.
That's me. Yeah. All right. Hi, hey. Guard. I'm here for window 2.
Hey, it's me. I'm dressed up as a guard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense because people would go crazy if you were.
Right, right. And I paid my way in to do it. It's not that big a deal. I have so much expendable cash. It's sick.
Dang.
Look, I heard what you did and I want to bail you out.
What part of what I did made you think to bail me out?
The middle.
Damn.
And that is our show.
The middle.
Woo! Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, I want to thank all the alchemists in this particular order. Mr. Chris Alvarado. Chris, love you madly.
I love you guys. I love playing. I love improvising. And it's one of my favorite things to do. I like playing with Joey and Craig and James and Atul and you, Kevin. It's so much fun. Thanks for letting me play. Dougie, thanks for that crazy scene suggestion. I hope we nailed it. I
hope we got it somewhere near it. Comedy Fix, check it out.
Oh, yeah. My other podcast, Comedy Fix. Check it out.
Truly wonderful. Can't wait to be invited on. Craig Kukowski.
Well, how much fun was that? I'm asking. I'm asking. Legitimately. Like, can you quantify it in some way?
I think the answer is varying degrees.
I do want to say that one of my pet peeve vocabulary words is cummerbund, by the way. So both Atul's tuxedo and the Joey segment reminded me of that. It's not cummerbund with a B, though it's more fun to say cummerbund, but it's a cummerbund.
Wait, so what is it actually?
The sash that a man wears with a tuxedo?
Yeah, but give me the correct pronunciation.
Cummerbund.
I'm so glad we added the B.
So one B.
There's one B. There's not
I'm
a
glad
B.
We say the B. I'm cummerbund. Glad we say the B.
You prefer cummerbund?
It's just like cucumber.
That's right.
Cucumber.
James Heaney, thank you as well for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. I have infinite amounts of fun when I get to join in with this group. It is fun to improvise. Find me at The Real James Heaney on Instagram.
Okay. Again, you want to step on that first syllable there. That's the one you want to push. Oh, Atul, what do you think of that?
I think it's fabulous. I think it's great to watch James just work. And sometimes it's out loud, so it's even better. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. It's hilarious. Cracks me up. My nose is running because I was laughing. So good times.
Good times indeed. Joey Greerman.
You know,
thanks. Good to see you as always.
Oh, great to be here. Can't wait for my condo to finally be done. I can move in.
People follow you on TikTok at
God Bless Jim Chum.
Yeah. And that's it spills right over to your gram on occasion, which is appreciated by many.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get some acting challenges in, you can duet me. Feel free. I'm trying to build a whole program over on TikTok.
Godspeed. Let's thank engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bean. Our fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you for listening and telling everyone you've ever met. Please be kind to each other. It's going to work. Until next time.
Alchemist.
Boom.